Let's say hello to the GM of the Calgary Flames. Craig Conroy joins us now here on Canada Day inside the Hot Stove Lounge, sweating less than ever.
Man, I was hot. I don't know what happened there. I really wasn't that nervous.
First time doing it without Hanlon, I think he was all nervous.
Yeah, yeah. So Kelso made me nervous. I started to sweat.
Kelso had the good mic drop at the end. That was good.
Go hit the showers
is right. Holy.
Tell us about today and what it's been like kind of inside the hockey ops war room and how today's gone to this point.
You know, obviously we had guys that we targeted and we would love to have had, and that would have made sense. And you saw what they signed for. I thought, you know, good signings, guys that you want. But as those guys went off the board, you know, like I said, I think I would rather give opportunity to our younger guys and continue to let them grow rather than just blocking the player we really like that's a good NHL player, but maybe not with the upside of some of these younger guys that we have coming.
So maybe take us through the first move of the day. And on Saturday we talked and you said, yeah, the plan right now is for a guy like Joel Hanley to hit the market, but the door's always open to revisit and come back. Tell us about circling back and how it all kind of came to be that Joel signed his 2-year deal today.
Well, I think, you know, you start seeing where everybody's signing their own guys. Everybody's coming off the board before it even gets to that point. So, you know, when you get to that point, we know how valuable Joel was, where he could play with McKenzie. He could play with a guy like Zane. He up and down the lineup. He can do so many things for us, and he's versatile. And you start thinking, okay, if we don't get anybody, you know, and there's a possibility some of these guys we aren't going to get, why wouldn't we just sign, you know, in my mind, yeah. I talked myself, we have to do this. Joel's the perfect guy for us. We need to, you know, and then luckily when I called talked to Lewis's agent and we were able to get the thing done pretty quick the other day, and he wanted to come back.
Yep.
And I think when the guys were texting me they were so happy to have him back, because I know he's such a big part of it and he played so well for us that, you know, when I think now what we paid maybe for Joel, it's a deal compared to some of the signings I've seen out there.
And that's maybe the biggest thing. Guy who wants to be here, right? Mm-hmm. Like very much wants to be a member of the Flames and has since the end of the year.
Totally. I mean, and that's the thing. He expressed his interest right at the end. I want to come back, Craig. I want to be a Flame. And so that means a lot. You know, you want guys that want to be here and want to be a part of it. And, you know, especially Joel's such a pro. And you saw him at the beginning of the year. He did not play much. I never complained once. He worked so hard in practice. He did everything in the gym. Great teammate to the guys. And when he got his opportunity, he took advantage of it and played. He was outstanding. So, you know, that's the one thing you know about Joel. He's going to come and help this team any way he can and help us try to win games.
The other move that we know has happened, Dan Vladar leaves for Philadelphia. He signs a 2-year deal with the Flyers. Just how, in your mind, how did the last even 24, 48 hours go with Vladar and knowing that the door had kind of remained open for him to come back here the entire time?
You know, I think the one thing with Dan was very honest. Dan was good. He loved Calgary. He no issues with coming back. He would have been more than happy to. The issue was probably more Dustin took the starting job, and he took the net, and, you know, he was hoping to play more games and be the starter in the NHL, and I think he thinks he going to Philly is an opportunity for him to do that. So, you know, I can never, yeah, you know, like he said, I'm 28, Craig. I want to be a starter. Totally understand that.
And that's what you said all along, right? It's his right to make that decision, and probably Philadelphia's goaltending situation way more wide open than it is here. As Logo asked you over in the media lounge, like, probably couldn't compete with the playing time that could be available in Philadelphia.
Yeah, I think he probably would have targeted two or three teams where he thought, okay, if they had interest in me, you know, this might be a better path than me being a starter in the NHL, because, I mean, I think we all believe that Dustin took a huge step this year and he's going to be the guy in the net for the majority of the games next year. I mean, I think the fans, when they want him to play every game, I'm like, we can't play him every game, guys. Yeah. Like, but, you know, when you talk to Dustin, he'd be more than happy to play every game. He's like, I've played back-to-back. I'm fine. You know, that's what I've done in the minors.
As you said, you've got another goalie that you're working on right now that you hope to get made official here in the somewhat near future. So having the ability to have Devin Cooley and that goalie kind of battle it out. Now, kind of an interesting scenario and some competition behind Dustin going going into next season.
Great opportunity for both guys, you know, and that's what the NHL is all about. It's about competition, pushing each other and trying to get better. And it really is. I mean, if I'm a goalie and I want to be in the NHL, this is a great chance for me.
Yeah.
You know, so one of them's got to grab it. And, you know, then we have other younger guys that are going to be in the mix too, and they're going to try to steal that job.
We're chatting with Craig Conroy, Calgary Flames general manager, here in the Hot Stove Lounge. It's Free Agency Tuesday on Flames Talk, Pat and Logo.
You were talking about that about the young players, Craig, and you know the signing of Joel or anybody else right now doesn't mean that young players don't have a spot on this team, but those spots have to be earned, and that's kind of what you've preached since you took over this job, right? As young players always get a chance, they got to come in and take a job.
Yeah, I mean, you know, you're not going to be given anything in the NHL, and we need them to know that there is an opportunity, though. That's the thing. If you have too many veterans and you have them locked up for, you know, long, long contracts, if you look at that, I know that's how I felt. Oh, there's no opportunity for me here. You know, I'm not going to get a chance. You know, and you don't wish injuries upon anyone.
No.
That might be the only way. But I think in this, you know, you had guys battling and fighting. And, you know, Sam Hanzik made the out of camp last year. You know, who's going to be Sam Hanzik? Maybe it's Sam Hanzik. I don't know who's going to be there, but it's going to be a fierce competition. And then, you know, you're always going to have injuries over the course of the year. And then when you have an injury, you're going to be able to give whoever's playing well in the American League that chance to come up and play in the NHL.
How would you sort of describe this free agent class that you were walking into? And even as you talked with Pat, it feels like the last 24, 48 hours, you guys were probably marking guys off pretty fast as they re-upped with their own clubs.
Yeah, amazing to see what Florida did. I mean, to get all three guys, I give them credit. Like, it's amazing. I get it. Like,
yeah.
Winning the state tax helps, even though everyone says it doesn't. It does. So we can be honest about that.
Don't tell Gary that.
Yeah, it does. And sorry about that. But, you know, it does. It gives them a little bit of an advantage, and obviously winning and to try to go for it again. And they're going to be a heck of a team. I mean, I can't wait to play them and gauge ourselves against definitely the best team in the NHL right now.
Just a couple more. It kind of goes back, and you made note of it a little bit over there, but one of the things that you said going back to the end of the year when you were in here on Saturday, you're not just signing guys for the sake of signing them. You're not just spending money because you have it. How difficult is it to, like, not fall prey to, like, oh, I've got X amount of millions of dollars. I can sign this guy, that guy, and that guy. But to not do that and to be a little bit more judicious with your cap space, how difficult can that be sometimes?
Well, everybody, you know, that's what I said. One day I am going to do it when I feel, or we feel, that in the organization it's the right time. But right now it just isn't. But, yeah, for sure, you'd like to. There's some players that you always would love to just sign, but does it make sense for the long term and the benefit of the organization? That's what we have to put in to kind of weigh. And, I think before long there is going to be those opportunities. But right now I still think we have to develop, keep our young guys going, you know, getting Wolf in last year and, you know, having Markstrom leave so Wolf could have an opportunity with Dan, and then to see what Wolf did, all of a sudden you're like, okay, you know, we have a young guy, a young goalie. Now, who's that next player? Who's, you know, Connor Zary came up the 1 year. Matty Coronado. You know, you have Klapka came up at the end. Looked great.
Yeah.
Pospisil. You know, so we have to continue to keep doing that. And we have a great core group. You know, the veteran guys that bring them along and bring them in. So, you know, I think with the group we have now going into the season, it's pretty much the same group that we had that we went 12-1-2 or whatever it was at the end of the year. And I mean, not that hey, we'd love to start off like we ended, but it's going to be, you know, the one thing I know this group's going to do everything they can. They're going to work every day. I understand we don't maybe have the high end guys where, you know, they're 120 points, but we have very good players, and we're going to need to do it by committee. We're going to have to need all four lines chipping in. You know, we're going to need contributions and each of these guys taking a little step offensively if we're going to, you know, because we need to score more goals.
Yeah.
We have to score more goals, you know. So that's the key thing for us going into next year.
And maybe last one for you, and that is you kind of even mentioned it over there, like those young, high-end players, 22 to 25-year-old guys, you don't get them in free agency. You make trades, and that's how you acquire those players. you have the flexibility cap-wise. Like that one thing that not spending all that money in free agency does, like you have a significant amount of flexibility throughout the rest of the summer going into next season. How much are you willing to use that flexibility over the next number of months?
You're always looking to. I mean, we wanted to use that at the end of the during the trade deadline, and of course nobody did it this year, you know, because the cap's gone up. But you're always trying to maximize what you can do. But it's also, there might be a really good player that's not disgruntled or not happy, and maybe we can make a trade. And when we have that room, we don't have to, we have to move this piece or move that piece to do it. We're like, okay, if, you know, I don't, $10 million players don't move often, but if there was a guy 7, 8, 9 that was disgruntled looking for a change and fit in our group, you have that. You don't have to think twice about it. You can just do it.
Yep.
July 1st also important in terms of, we talked about the goaltending and Dustin's eligible for an extension. Do you have any update on that situation?
We have spoke to his agent, and then we'd like to start working on that to see where both sides are at.
And for sure.
You know, again, no pressure to do it, but you know, we'd like to get Dustin locked up just like we got Matt Coronato, and you know, hopefully we get Zari soon and get the other guys all done and Frosty.
It ended up being a pretty quiet day when it's all said and done, but at the very least you got a good meme out of it.
sweating great.
Doesn't even have to go to the gym. You got to work out today.
Exactly. That's what I said. All I got to do is take a shower before I go in front of the lights and the cameras. I'm set.